This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Trumos, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Ein Tarmin Mi Tahar Al HaTomei. One may not designate something as Truma unless it is nearby the Tevel for which it is designated. Therefore, L'chadchila, one may not designate Truma from Tahar produce on behalf of Tomei produce, since he might come to separate from a distance because he's scared that he may accidentally touch. V'im Tarmu Trumasa Truma. But b'di'evid, if he did so, the Truma is valid. Be'emes Amu Ho Eagle Shel Devela Shenitmu Miksasai Tyra Min HaTahar Sheyeshbay Al HaTamei Sheyeshbay. If part of a cake of pressed figs became tame, one may designate tithe the truma from the tahar side on behalf of the tame side. V'chein agudu shel yarok, v'chein arema. The same is true of a bundle of vegetables or a pile of grains, part of which is tahar and part tame, since in all these cases the tame and tahar already touch one another. Hayu shnei igulim, shtei agudais, shtei aremais, achas tameya v'achas tahira, lo yitrim mizeh alzeh. However, if he had two fig cakes, or two bundles of vegetables, or two piles of grain, one tame and the other tahar, he may not take tithes, the separation of Truma, from one on behalf of the other. Reb Eliezer Aymer, Tarmin min ha-tahar al ha-tomei. Reb Eliezer argues with this entire Mishnah and holds that one may designate Truma from one tar produce on behalf of tamei produce, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, Ein Tarmin Min HaTamei Al HaTahar, one may not designate Truma from Tamei produce on behalf of Tahar produce, since it's unfair to give the Kohen Truma that's Tamei and he may not, and it can't be eaten. V'im Taram Shegeg Truma Say Truma. Bidi Evid, if he did so by mistake, the truma is valid. Umezid lo asa klum. If he did so deliberately, what he separated is considered truma, but he must separate truma again. V'chein ben Levi shahaylo meiser tevel, hayamafrish olav v'haylech, shaygeg masha asa asoy. The same applies to a Levi who had Tamei Meiser, from which he gave Trumas Meiser to the Kohanim on behalf of Tahar Meiser in his possession. If he did so by mistake, what he did is valid. Mezid lo asa klum. If he did that deliberately, then it doesn't count. Reb Yehuda Aymer, Im hayu yedeya bo batchila, Afal Pishu Shagig Lo Asaklum. Rebuda said that if he knew at one point that it was Tamei, even if he then forgot, it is considered as if he did so deliberately, and it will not, he will have to redo it over again, and that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hamatvil Kalim Bishabis, Shegeg Yishtamish Behem. One may not immerse tummy dishes in the mikvah on Shabbos, since this is like fixing something that is broken. If a person did so by mistake, he may use the dishes on Shabbos. Mezid Lo Yishtamish Behem. If he did so deliberately, he may not use them until after Shabbos. Hamaiser v'hamivashel b'shabbos shaygeg yoichal. If a person tithed or cooked on Shabbos by mistake, he may eat the food, which is the tithed food, even on Shabbos, but to cook food only after Shabbos. Mezid lo yoichal. If he did so deliberately, he may not eat it, meaning he can't eat the tithed food, he may not be eaten until after the Shabbos. The cooked food on Shabbos is forbidden forever for the person who cooked it. He can never eat it, but permitted to others after Shabbos. Other people may be able to eat it. Hanoteya b'Shabbos shoygeg yekayim. If a person planted a tree on Shabbos by mistake, he may let the tree live. Mezid ye'oker. If he did so deliberately, he must uproot it after the Shabbos. Ubashvius bein shoygeg bein mezid ye'akor. On Shemitah, even if he planted it by mistake, he must still uproot it, since people are suspected of planting deliberately on Shemitah and claiming, oh, it was a mistake. Therefore, he must uproot it, and that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Ein Tarmin Mimin al She'enoi Minoi. One may not designate Truma from one species on behalf of another. V'im Toram Ein Trumas Truma. Even Bidi Eved, if he did so, it is not considered Truma. Kol min chitim echad. All kinds of wheat are considered one species. Kol min te'enim ugroigrois udevelo echad. All kinds of figs, dried figs, and fig cakes are considered one species. V'tayreim mizeh alzeh. And one may tithe from one on behalf of the other. Kol makom sheyesh kayin tayim min hayofe. If there is a kayin present, one should give him the best quality, which in this case is the fresh figs. V'chol makom she'ein kayin tayim min hamiskayim. If there is no kohen present, one should set aside for him the dried figs, which will last until he finds a kohen. Reb Yehuda Imer La'olam U'Torah Min Hayofeh. Reb Yehuda said that one should always give the best quality, even if this means setting aside fresh figs, which will rot before he finds a kohen. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei, Tarmin Batzel Katan Shalem, V'lo Chatzi Batzel Gadol. If there is no coin present, one should give a whole small onion as opposed to half a big one. Although the big one tastes better, the whole one will last longer. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Loki, El Chatzi Batzel Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda argued that he should give half of a big one, since he held that one should always give the best quality. V'chein, hayu Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, tarmin bitzolin mimnei ha-medina al ha-kufrim. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda said that one may tithe city onions, which taste better, on behalf of village onions, which last longer. Avol loy min hakufrim al b'nei ha-medina m'nei shehu maichol po li tekin. But not vice versa, since the city onions are the food of the politikin, means the political, the elite. It sounds like the word political, but it means elite as a translation. So since it's food for the elite, Rabbi Yehuda goes with the best. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Truma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. V'tarmin zeisei shemen al zeisei kevesh, velo zeh se kevesh, al zeh se shemen. One may separate olive oils as truma on behalf of pickling olives, but not vice versa, since the olive oils are better. V'yayin she'enu mevushel al ha-mevushel, v'lo min ha-mevushel al she'enu mevushel. One may separate uncooked wine as truma on behalf of cooked wine, but not vice versa, since the uncooked wine is considered better. Zeh ha-klal kol shuk kelayim b'chaveiroi lo yitre mizeh al zeh, afilu min ha-yofa al hara. When tithing two similar species, the general rule is that if they may not be planted together due to klayim, they may not be tithed for one for the other, even the better one on behalf of the worse. V'chol she'eno kalayim b'chaveiroi ter min ha'yofa al hara, avalo min hara al ha'yofa. If they may be planted together, which shows that they are the same or similar species, then one may tithe the better on behalf of the worse, but not vice versa. V'im tera min hara al ha'yofa, trumasa truma. B'di'eved, if he tithes the worse on behalf of the better one, it is valid. Chutz min hazunin alachitin she'ein ayoichel. Except for what's called darnel wheat, which is false wheat, on behalf of wheat itself, since darnel is pigeon food and is not meant for people. Ha'kishus v'ha'melafafayin min echad. Cucumbers and squash are considered one species. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Shnei Minin. Rabbi Yehuda considered them two species, and that's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.